Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. Hey, everybody, it's Tim Hagen, and welcome to another episode of Coaching Conversations. I just got back from Training Magazine, one of my favorite conferences, and it was incredibly insightful. And I taught two sessions, and in both sessions, a lot of things came up as it relates to workplace coaching. I'd like you to think about the following concept, and I want to quote somebody from one of my sessions. I don't want to use the name in the company because I don't have their permission, but I'm not making this up, but it was really kind of, for lack of a better description, revolutionary. He said, you know, you may have uncovered the secret. You may have uncovered the gap between leaders being able to coach and leaders not being able to coach. I want to say this, you know, for 31 years, I've been teaching leaders how to coach. And I do think that leader to employee relationship is sacred. Because at the end of the year, AI, the training department, the L&D department are not doing the end of the year reviews, or even the HR department. So when I think about coaching today and that ability to have conversations, one, people need to practice and improve. I want to introduce you to something that's going to seem very nebulous, very theatrical, but I want you to just hear this. Coaching automation, not coaching artificial intelligence. We have our own product with that as well, but coaching automation. And one of the things that I keep thinking about is a concept that we had years ago and we kind of got away from it, but I think the market is ready for it now. And that is digital coaching. Let me give you an example. We have built out a product line called Coaching or Coach to You. We want to bring coaching to your employees. So let's say you're a leader and you're a leader with a team of 10 people. The Gallup organization reports 7 out of 10 people will be neutral or actively disengaged. That puts a lot of pressure on the leader. So how does a leader coach all 10 people, make decisions, attend meetings, fill out reports, do whatever they do as they relate to their leadership or their management position? It's a lot. So how can we help leaders coach without them only having coaching conversations? So it hit us. We created a process of coaching automation. I want you to think about this. We did this with a client, and we did it for only 30 days as a test. And we had over an 80+% positive response saying, yes, this was helpful. Here's what we did. We sent out 4 lessons. And what we did is we sent out 4 videos that were thought-provoking. You know, some tugged at your heartstrings, some got you critically thinking, some were, what would you do, you know, in this situation? And it got people thinking. And then what we did is they had to fill out a form. The form was filled with coaching questions. The form had coaching questions. Like, what would you do? What do you think you need to navigate to be able to do this successfully? What is the one skill that you need to improve to facilitate this? And what we did is we asked these questions in this form, and then the form would populate to a report. And the client would get the report, and we actually told the end users who were going through the content, you need to know we're going to be sharing your responses. But the coaching questions were embedded in the learning module. So they had to fill out this form, and we do it digitally as well as we do it with a PDF form. And they had over 80+% of the people came back and said, this was really helpful. Their time commitment was 5 minutes a week. Now, do I think that's enough to be suffice or to satisfy coaching? Absolutely not. So here is the interesting thing. I want you to think about coaching automation. Coaching automation is, how do I automate coaching in conjunction with my conversations as a leader, as well as outside my conversations as a leader. And so what we've done with Coach to You, and again, this is going to come off a little bit like a sales pitch, but we've created all these titles from becoming a better active listener to becoming a better teammate to owning a positive attitude. And they're 7-day programs that they get, 7-day lessons in a row, and then they fill out an assessment at the end. The assessment is driven by what? Coaching questions, which is really kind of cool. So what I would share with you is if you are looking for a strategy to accelerate employee development, leadership development, collaboration, teamwork, coaching automation, not coaching artificial intelligence, but coaching automation, where the coaching can actually be automated to support leadership today, that supports employees' development today. I want to share with you one of the questions that I got from a leader down in Florida at the Training MAG conference. They said, what do you do when all they care about is money? And I said, does this person report to you? And this woman said, yes. And I said, okay. I said, let me ask you, what's their motivator? She goes, excuse me? I said, what's their goal? Well, they haven't told me. I said, have you asked? She said, you know what? I really haven't. And I said, well, we teach something called whiteboard and goal-based coaching that might help you. You know, send me an email. I'll send you the modules. And what's so interesting about it is people will grab money in absence of knowing what they want to do or what their passion is. And she said, oh, that's so interesting. She said, here's the other challenge I have. I have 14 people reporting to me. And I started to smile and I said, have you thought about fueling their minds with weekly lessons, positivity, et cetera, et cetera? She said, no, I really haven't. I said, well, what if you created a coaching sequence that would automate your coaching and develop the skills, the knowledge, the behaviors that you're looking, would you be interested? She said, yeah. I said, think about coaching automation. She goes, oh my gosh, because we think about coaching being people, and it should be people, yet it doesn't only have to be people dependent. Let me know your thoughts. I think coaching automation is coming, and it's coming fast.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.